Why do people make to what to many of us would seem to be an utterly wrong-headed choice and become the kind of terrorists that we're seeing? It's a question that we need to approach with humility, but also with determination, because you cannot defeat what you don't understand. Certainly, there is no single answer. In our era, poisonous ideas can come from almost anywhere, from parents, teachers, friends, preachers, politicians, from the pretty woman on a radical website who lures people, or the man in the next cell who proselytizes while in prison. They might grow from pictures seen on the nightly news, or from acts of discrimination or repression that you don't think much about on the day of occurrence, but which come back to haunt. It could come from the desire to avenge the death of a loved one. In some cases, they might come from a lost job, or from the contrast between one family's empty dinner plate and a fancy restaurant's lavish menu. The poison might even come from within, in the form of rebellion against anonymity, the desire to belong to a group, people who want a moment of visibility and identity, or the hunger for black and white answers to problems that are very complex in a remarkably more complicated world. There's been a silly debate in the media in the last days about what you have to do. You have to do everything. You have to take the people off the battlefield who are there today, but you're kind of stupid if all you do is do that and you don't prevent more people from going to the battlefield. So we have a broad challenge here.